All right, let's move on to Kowloon and Chun Wan and Kwai Ching.
Thank you, Chair. This task force has held a meeting on the 22nd of January, and we continued to focus on the Tsim Sha Tsui East and Tsim Sha Tsui West action area. We heard a presentation from firstly the New World Development Limited on a conceptual proposal for revitalizing the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront, and then from representatives of the LCSD and ArchSD, more specifically on renovating the Salisbury Garden. So basically, the task force welcomed the conceptual idea of New World Development, and we specifically supported the LCSD's Arts Square proposal for Salisbury Garden because it's really enhanced the leisure facilities in the area and bring vibrancy to the harbourfront. In this area, we continue to push for a holistic enhancement of the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront, and we wanted to say that there should be a coordinated implementation programs and private sector's involvement was worth considering, taking into consideration also comments like the provision of sufficient coach parking facilities and storage spaces for holding events. And then we heard a proposed hotel development from Shangri-La Hotel, and the comments of the members has been listed in the report on the third page, first paragraph, so I wouldn't repeat all the comments there. But in general, from the presentation, basically this proposal has no extra GFA, and the stepped design has been presented against a block design using the same GFA. So from the perspective of the harbor planning principles, we think that the stepped design should be given in principle support because it fulfills the HPP better. The third item is we have heard a presentation from the Drainage Services Department on the dry weather flow intercept in Tai Kwok Choi to deal with the water pollution as well as the odor problem. So on the specific design in particular, members wanted to comment on the how the open space could be better designed and perhaps relocating some of the facilities so that the open space could become larger and to have a more creative design and additional access point for pedestrians to use that particular part of the promenade. So the Drainage Services Department will come back with a revised design for the task force to look at. And then we look at, we heard a presentation from Planning Department on the planning review on the development of the ex-Chagwaling Kowloon mine site. Basically, it was presented to us like a private residential housing development. So from this perspective, it's also that the design has been, in a sense, relatively monotonous in terms of the buildings, and it has been quite dense. So members have made some comments on it, especially on the visual effect of such proposed development. And this comment has been put forward to Planning Department for further consideration. And finally, the Kowloon Task Force has also conducted a walking tour to the Tsim Sha Tsui Pier area, including the bus terminus. We have actually have some interaction with people in the Tsim Sha Tsui Ferry Pier as well as Transport Department. These issues will be picked up and will be discussed in the upcoming Task Force meeting later this month. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Please, Paul.
On the TST Pier area, it's a very complicated site with different organizations that have responsibility for the various bits. And I just wonder whether this is a project that is more in the line of a planning department or a development bureau to take forward. We obviously now know that the Tourism Commission can't deliver on planning projects. We've seen that basically now they are. I don't think we're going to see any more tourism enhancement projects for different areas. But this region needs a kind of cross-bureau approach to a design development, and I just wonder whether the funding is available for the Development Bureau to put a project together to move this forward. If you wait for TD, then they can fix the bus stop. You have to wait for the ferry company to fix the ferry terminal, and then you have to wait for LCSD to fix the planters and the LCSD side. But then the FEHD about how to fix the toilet. I mean, so... we need to get a little bit of money, a project, to get somebody to do this and do a good job. And so I hope with Paul in the room, can you shake some money out of the bureau? Thank you.
I mean, certainly it's a case for a integrated approach, for sure, for sure. Please.
Chairman, regarding the Tsim Sha Tsui East, the Asian area, that at the moment, there are a lot of complaints about the coach parking around Tsim Sha Tsui East Harbourfront. So whenever there's other development and to attract more tourists, the coach parking issue must be certified, because that also blocking the view from Tsim Sha Tsui East. Those sit on the, say, in the existing hotel, they sit outside to a train, they will be blocked by the coach, because they all park on side out of the road, and also cause a lot of traffic problems. So that issue, TD, when they whether they had a problem, the issue should be, the problem should be solved as soon as possible. Thank you, Chairman.
It's on the radar screen, on the agenda.
Chairman, actually, if I can step on that one, I was there again 2 days ago with my camera. The roads in front of Salisbury Road is constantly blocked by buses, but I think it's a Tourism Commission, a Hong Kong Tourism Bureau problem. They got to spend resources on managing those tours. They attracting millions of tourists to Hong Kong, spend millions of Hong Kong money on getting the tourists here. When they're here, they got to put people on the ground to manage that. There are areas in Tsim Sha Tsui sort of blocked for an hour by tour coaches. Tourism Commission, Tourism Board gets them here, manage it. You know, make sure that the tour buses move on. They don't even know what goes on. So they get the tourists to come here and they sit there and enjoying themselves like we've done a good job, and then leave the problem for somebody else to resolve. I think the Tourism Commission, Tourism Bureau is responsible for managing tourism within the capacity we have. And the only way to do that is putting traffic wardens, like a school has to do it. If a school has a traffic problem, they have to provide the traffic warden. The Tourism Commission should provide the traffic warden. It's Salisbury Road, and it's at Tsim Sha Tsui East. Don't pass the problem to somebody else, to the police and everybody else. The police is now standing there with their flashlights on, trying to move traffic on. You guys create the problem, put your traffic warden. If you have your traffic warden, then you know where the problems are, and then you can try to find solutions. But right now, you don't even know where the problems are, because you're not on the ground. You're sitting in meetings and meeting rooms. Tourism Commission, Tourism Board, put their captains and traffic wardens on the ground.
Becky, I think this is on your agenda anyway, isn't it? Sorting out the bus issue. So can we pass it back to you, if we may, or can you keep up the pressure?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I think, you know, we have been looking at this, and we'll continue to look at this. There's already quite a number of thorny issues that has come up, especially in the, you know, because of this old development area. And even for the new development in the New World Centre and so on, under the lease, there's a lot of coach parking spaces, but they are not obliged to let the public to use it. So the way how all these has to work out really, you know, have to be solved at various level, involving various departments. So this will be an area that we will continue to look at.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, moving on if we can.